We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
You see, our heart is not pure by default. Our heart does not seek after God by default. It's not honest toward God by default. The Bible says it's deceitful. It's wicked.
Last week, Pastor Burns was sharing with us a wonderful timeless truth from the Word of God. Our time ran out, so we're going to jump in where we left off. Grab your Bible, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's learn from the Word of God this morning. Pastor, take it away.
The Bible teaches us in Matthew 5 how we can have a blessed life. The Beatitudes, as we call them, are really the attitude of a happy person. You want to be a happy person? Then look at the Beatitudes in the Christian life. Jesus Christ is our teacher, and he's teaching us how we can live the blessed life. How does the blessed life happen, Judah? It happens with a pure heart. You got to change your heart, not your circumstances. I want us to look at this together if we could. Number one, if you're taking notes with me, I want us to notice the definition of pure in heart. The definition of pure in heart. What does the thought of heart mean? Now, when we talk about our heart, we're not talking about the muscle in our body that's constantly pumping blood. I think you understand that. We're talking about the whole inner self. We're talking about the totality of your innermost being, who you are. Now, when we think about our heart, the Bible says, trust the Lord with all of our heart and lean not in our own understanding. Someone said that the heart is how we pay the bills of life. The heart is how we pay the bills of life. From our heart flow every issue of life. Now think about this for just a moment. When we think about trusting the Lord with all of our heart, what's involved in the heart? Well, first of all, we know that emotions are our heart. John chapter 14, verse 1, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." So we talk about our heart, we're talking about our emotions. We talk about our heart, we're talking about our intellect, our thinking mind. Mark chapter 2, verse 8, and immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts?" So our heart involves our emotions, our heart involves our intellect, but also our heart involves our will. Daniel purposed in his heart. He made a resolve that he was going to do what was right. So the Bible says the pure in heart. The thought of pure means no guile. It speaks of integrity, as opposed to duplicity. The Bible teaches us that we are to have no guile. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, in whose spirit there is no guile. And so when we come to the Lord, God wants us to come with a genuine heart. Listen, God wants us to be real. He doesn't want us to have a form of godliness. He doesn't want us to carry our Bibles with a smile on our face, and yet our heart is far from God. He wants us to be real, no guile, pure in heart. Jeremiah 32, verse 39, and I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. A pure heart is a heart that seeks God and follows after God alone. The psalmist said, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise to the Lord. You see, a pure heart is genuine. And Judah didn't have a genuine heart. They went through the motions. They went through the fast. And yet, it wasn't in worship to God. It was for an outward show. United Airlines Flight 93 was a passenger flight which was hijacked by four terrorists on September the 11th, 2001, as part of the September 11 attacks. It crashed into a field near the Diamond T Mine in Stony Creek Township in Pennsylvania near Shacksville during the attempt by some of the passengers to regain control, killing all 44 people on board that plane that day. No one on the ground were injured. The aircraft involved was a Boeing 757-222. It was flying United Airlines' daily scheduled morning domestic flight from the Newark International Airport in Newark, New Jersey, to San Francisco International Airport in San Francisco, California. The hijackers breached the aircraft's cockpit and overpowered the flight crew approximately 47 minutes after that plane took off. Ziad Jarrah, a trained pilot, then took control of the aircraft and diverted it back to the east coast of the United States toward Washington, D.C. The hijacker's specific target is believed to be the United States Capitol. After the hijackers took control of the plane that day, several passengers and flight attendants were able to make some telephone calls, and they learned that the attacks that had already taken place and toward the World Trade Center in New York City and the Pentagon outside of Washington, D.C. And so some of those passengers then attempted to regain control of that aircraft. And during that attempt, however, the plane crashed into the reclaimed strip mine of Stony Creek Township near Shacksville in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, about 105 kilometers southeast of Pittsburgh and about 210 kilometers southwest of Washington, D.C. A few witnessed the impact on the ground, and news agencies began to report of the event within an hour. Now think about this for just a moment. If you were looking up at the sky during that day and you saw that airplane fly over, you would think it's just a regular airplane. It's just on its scheduled event. It's just doing what airplanes do. But you would have no clue of what was happening inside that airplane that day. And the same is true with Christians. Many Christians go through the motion of their Christian life. They hold their Bible. They have their smile. They come on Sundays. They come Sunday nights and Wednesdays, and they hear the Bible and they listen to it preached. And yet we have no idea of what is happening in their heart. We have no idea what is going on in their life. And like Judah, we find that everything looked great on the outside. But God says, no, there's a heart issue. There's a heart issue. I want us to think about number two, the development of a pure heart. So how do we develop this pure heart within our lives? How can we develop a singleness of heart yielded to God? Well, first of all, understand the heart is deceitful, okay? The heart is deceitful. Jeremiah said in chapter 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Listen, our gut feeling isn't the final authority.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
His own heart was. Understand the heart is deceitful. Letter B, put your heart on trial before God. Have you ever sat down alone with the Lord and said, Lord, search my heart and see if there be any wicked way in me? That's what the psalmist did. In Psalm 139, verse 23, it said, search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me and know my thoughts. Our heart is not the best guide for our life, and we must allow God to search our hearts. We must allow God to show us our inconsistencies and where we come short, and come to the Lord in that humility and say, Lord, search my heart. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. I want to seek you. I want to follow you. And I understand my heart is deceitful. And so, Lord, show me areas of my life where I need to change. Oftentimes, we like to make excuses in our life why we don't serve the Lord, why we don't follow the Lord. And if we allow God search our heart, maybe he'll show us that this withdrawing is a lot different. The reason is a lot different than we think. Maybe it's a heart issue that we're dealing with. And so we seek the face of God. We ask God to search our hearts. And then we ask God to change our hearts. The Bible says in Jeremiah 24, verse 7, and I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, and they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Perhaps your heart today is focused on your circumstances. Perhaps your heart is, listen, if I go to church, God, you're going to have to change my circumstances. If I give to you, you're going to have to make things right. And maybe that's your heart. Maybe that's your worship. God's going to reveal that to you. Maybe you're seeking God for carnal desires. A lot of people believe God is just some magic genie that they can come to God and get all of their wishes come true. That's not the God of the Bible. And so God reveals our heart and God changes our heart as we are honest before him. And then also we need to guard our heart. It says in Proverbs 4, verse 28, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, sometimes a critical or sinful thought process, it begins in our hearts. And our attitude is desensitized about our home or about our church as we follow that heart. And so what does the Bible say? It says, guard your heart with all diligence, because from your heart flow the issues of life. You pay life's bills with your heart. And if you don't have a pure heart, friend, then you're not going to seek God. You'll seek other things. Guard your heart from the world's words. Guard your hearts from the pictures and all the music and all the things that are so presented by our world today. Something interesting, in 1946, the actual first run of It's a Wonderful Life was not approved. In 1946, when they first wanted to present the movie It's a Wonderful Life on national television, it was not approved. And the reason why, they said these following words were censored. These were the words that were censored in 1946. Jerk, lousy, God, and garlic eaters. We will not have that show on television because of those words. Think about how far we've come. How far we have left the very principles of God. No wonder we need to guard our heart today to protect our heart for everything that's happening. Is there any wonder we find it difficult to trust God? Is it any wonder we struggle so much in our walk with God? We can't see God working in our life. God says, you need a pure heart. You need a pure heart. The Bible says in Titus chapter 1, verse 15, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. Thirdly, and I'll be done this morning, would you write it down? The destination of a pure heart. Do you really want to see God working in your life today? Do you really want God to be seen as you follow Him? To the spiritual person, nothing is higher than this, to see God at work in our life and in our family. John chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible says, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. No one has literally seen God, the Heavenly Father, at any time. He is a spirit. They that worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. 1 Timothy 6, verse 16, who only have immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. We know that Moses saw the glory of God. So how can God be seen today? Well, first of all, God can be seen in creation. Isn't that wonderful that we can look outside on a beautiful Lord's day and see the sun shining and say, my God did that. He made that. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. We see God in our world around us. In fact, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that when we look at creation, the invisible things of God are clearly seen. What are the invisible things of God? Well, His power, His Godhead, His wisdom, His intelligence, His creative power. The invisible things of God are clearly seen in creation. Now, when we think of creation, we think of a complex system, and it absolutely is. But think about how long God took to put it all together. 6 literal days, he spoke it into existence. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 17, verse 8, we talk about the hand of God and his power. The Bible illustrates creation as God putting it together with the power of his fingers. It didn't take much for God to make all things. And we see God today. We see God today in creation. But also we see God today in circumstances. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, the Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." We may not be able to see it right now, but God is at work in the circumstances of our life. And God says he puts all things together for good. And it's not that individual events in our life are good, but when they're all put together, they are good. And God has a purpose in them. We can see the hand of God in our life. The Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 23, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." Do you want your steps to be ordered by God? I hope so. It's interesting, the word fulfilled, it appears 12 times in the book of Matthew. You know, life is a series of appointments with God. And a person with a pure heart sees God working always, sees the hand of God evident in their life. They see God working through the good times on the mountain and God working in the valleys. They see God in our troubles, and they see God in our joys. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. There's a wonderful story in our Bibles of the disciples in a ship during a storm. And the Bible says the waves were contrary and the wind was blowing hard. And the disciples were trying to get to shore, and everything was contrary to them. They could not get to shore. And all of a sudden, they see someone walking on the water. And they say, "It is the Lord." God help us today in the storms of our life to say, "It is the Lord." That's God doing that. That's God at work in our life. God is able to do that. But friend, we cannot see the Lord if our heart is filled with bitterness. We cannot see the Lord if our heart is filled with anger. We cannot see the Lord if we have these expectations that I deserve this, Lord. Our worship must be sincere and honest before God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And of course, we see God in the Bible. John chapter 5, verse 39, "Search the scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." We see the Lord in the Bible. As we read the word of God, we're able to see God in his wisdom and direction and principles to live a life that is fulfilled, in a life that pleases him. And so, is your heart pure today? Can you honestly say, "I'm seeing God at work in my life. I see the Lord." The highest joy of man comes from the cultivation of the deepest part of man, the heart. When the heart is pure, the vision is clear. When the heart is pure, the vision is clear. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 says this, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." No man shall see the Lord. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You see, Judah couldn't see God. Because of hypocrisy, because of an unclear vision, because of their carnal desires in their own pathway. They approach God not with honesty, but with expectations. Like a ship lost in the fog of sea, who could not see the light burning bright, Judah had lost sight of God in their life. God, help us today to see the Lord. God, help us today to be a happy believer, pure in heart, and seeing God at work every day in our life. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for your word this morning. And thank you, Lord, for working in our hearts and in our lives. We're wonderfully grateful, Lord, that we have this opportunity to open your word and to learn and to grow. And I pray, Lord, that you would direct us. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to have an honest heart.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.